Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
Well, my memories of the swimming pool, I don't really remember all of the pools, but before the current swimming pool in New Norfolk, there were about five others at various locations, and of course all of them are along the riverbank that clearly got the water from the river. Some of them are pretty free-form type pools, and really all they consist of, for example, there's one at the bottom of Ferry Street, and it's just a concrete wall which would have had some sort of enclosure in front of it. There's two or three like that, but all you can really see on the riverbank now is a bit of a concrete wall. There are ways now outside the rowing club, but on the opposite side of the river, so underneath the old bridge, there used to be some ways there. That's actually where I learned to swim. And that was a swimming centre, and I've got photos at home of a big tall diving tower and a big carnival happening with people diving off the diving tower into this swimming area there. But again, it was fairly free form. The first actual constructed pool I remember is in the area in front of what's now called Woodbridge House. And if you go and have a look there, you can still see the formation of the pool. There was one, a larger pool, the adults pool, and a small kids toddlers pool. And I gather there used to be some social club rooms on the banks above those. Now, they were still in operation when I was very young. But I remember the town, it's in the 60s, that's where I was. In the 60s, after the war, there was a big movement throughout Australia, really, for towns to build their own swimming pools. And there was government funding made available to municipalities and towns to build a swimming pool. And I guess New Norfolk cashed in on that. So there was money available, but the townspeople decided that rather than just build another smallish pool, they might as well hold out and try and do some additional fundraising and build what was then an Olympic-sized pool. So they did that. They did some more fundraising, gained some more government funding, and also they were well supported by the Australian Newsprint Mills at the time, both in cash, I believe, but also in the provision of labour and manforce to build the swimming pool. And so that pool was built and was open in about 1966 or thereabouts. There's a gentleman called Mr. Les Hepper who was involved at A&M at the time. He was their chief engineer, I think. And he had that pool so well laid out that when they went to lay the tiles, this is the story, they didn't have to cut a single tile because his measurements were so exact that every single tile fitted perfectly. You know, nothing had to be cut down to make it to sort of fill in a gap, and there was no irregularities of the pool. And of course it was built as an Olympic swimming pool at the time, which is not quite the same as an Olympic swimming pool now. These days swimming pools are 50 metres. That pool's actually 55 yards long and 6 lanes wide and has never been actually amended to make it a 50 metre swimming pool. It's only bigger by about some 11 inches, but it's enough to make it not quite an Olympic size pool anymore. When it was first opened, it was freezing. It wasn't heated, of course. But I remember the day that it was officially opened and Dawn Fraser came down to swim in the pool and show us what she could do. And all us locals tried to swim against her. And, of course, she was very kind and just beat us. So we all thought we were pretty good. But what we didn't realise was that she was swimming very slowly. The swimming club was really active. It was a swimming and life-saving club, as most of the swimming clubs were in those days. I think that was a way of getting more funding too, if you had a life-saving component. So we did competitive swimming, we did competitive life-saving, we marched around the pool as if we were surf lifesavers.
And so we had this reel there that they use in the surf, you know, and we used to practice somebody halfway across the river getting in trouble, and someone would get in this reel and get out and swim out, you know, one thing or another, rescue them and wind it all back and one thing or another. And not only that, they built these swimming club sheds down there, and that was the clubhouse for the swimming club. They used to have dances there, and the fathers used to come down and monitor all the dances, so there was no skullduggery going on. We used to hold them at night, and I can still see now the old Bill Victor Sylvester records that they used to have there, and we all learned to dance there. Well, anyway, we were issued with these swimming trunks, and I can see them now with the New Norfolk Life Saving Club emblem on there. The boys had the shorts and the girls had that long one. And we were very proud. We used to go around in these things. Well, in 1937, the coronation of the King and Queen, and there was a parade through New Norfolk, and it was, of course, it was held. I think it was May or something rather like that. It was anyway. The swimming season was long over, but we decided that we would all. The swimming club was going to take part, carrying the reel and one thing and another, and then our costumes there. And of course, we were all lily white kind of thing. So I can remember we got Condy's crystals and beat them all up and all wiped ourselves all over with Condy's crystals. We took part in this parade in 1937 and with the Life Saving Club.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.